Welcome to Her Hustle. My name is Gayatri and you can call me Gaya. Today I have a guest who seamlessly moves between theatre and cinema, may it be drama, comedy or anything in between. She makes it look truly seamless and effortless. So I'm really excited to welcome the beautiful and talented Mandara Patlahalli.
That's a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So how are you feeling today?
Lil hyper. I hope a very happy non-hill I'll meet you today.
So glad. Especially like I keep on seeing your stories and videos online. I'm so happy to see you do things that you're so passionate about. Especially like your dance. 1 week ago, I think you posted a beautiful dance. It was so nice.
Oh my God. Thank you.
So if you're going way back to how you started cinema. So when we talked before, you started from theatre to movies.
Yeah.
So how did that transition go? Like when did it start? Let's go way back.
I was doing theatre since I was kid. I think probably started when I was 7 or 8 because my mother was a theatre organizer of our kids' theatre group and I was acting there for some time. And I stopped in high school. And I started professional theatre when I think I was 16 or 17. After that, I started acting in movies and the transition was, of course, was really hard because as you know, the exaggerated form of expressing and the subtle.
Yeah.
I think to overcompensate for the exaggerated form, I had to kind of dull down and it's not really good. It was more like downplaying something. But as I moved on, because in screen acting, you have to express everything with just your eyes and it's like, sometimes the frame is literally this, right? So, as I went on, I watched a lot of actors too and I had wonderful people around me who helped me through it. And that's the reason I'm very scared to go back also now to theatre. Because I've seen that
difference.
Yeah, the people who are doing screen acting and theatre as well, there's that, you know, you can see that there's some theatre tonality in the
movie.
Some people pull it off really well, but I'm very scared of that.
So do you think you'll go back to theatre or do you go back to theatre?
I want to, but as I said, I'm scared. So maybe if I ever take a break from screen acting, I might.
Do you miss theatre?
I really do.
What was the like biggest difficulty in the transition? Like, as you said, there's this like magical, exaggerated way of emotions, right, in theatre. While when it goes to movies, it's a little subtle. It's more to real life acting, right?
Yeah.
So how did you transition to it? Was there like training for it or?
There was no training as such. I just asked a lot of people as to what to do because I had no clue. None of my parents or anyone I'm related to, none of them were actors. So very clueless. And I can say a little overconfident because I just thought, okay, I'll do. And it just happened like that. But the biggest challenge was that thing. So theatre kind of permanently changes your voice. And after that, to suddenly go to dubbing studio and have that minute voice change is kind of really hard. I think voice was the most difficult task. And expression, then just... In theatre, you know what to do with hands, right? But in screen, you're like, can I have a prop? Can I hold something? Because where do I keep these things?
I never thought of that. That makes a lot of sense now,
yeah.
In theatre, it's so, like, you know, expressive.
Yeah, so what to do with the hands is the question for every actor.
So take us back to your first shoot. How was it like? Like after theatre, when you moved into a movie, like how was your first shoot? Do you have any fun memories or?
First ever shoot was for a YouTube sketch kind of a video. It was pretty chill because it was the people I know. But my first ever movie experience.
That's what I want.
It was too hectic, which I was not used to because they were all working on a schedule and sun goes down and it was so hectic. I cried. I think I cried 2 days straight. Like before the show, but after the show.
So I can imagine being in the movie industry, like you end up being your own self-critic, right?
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part of it, I feel. So how do you deal with that? Do you find yourself analyzing your movies? Do you go back to your movies?
I do. If I know for sure that I did bad in a scene, when it's playing in the theater, I just close my eyes.
How is that experience, seeing yourself in the big screen?
Cringe. It's cringe. Now I've gotten used to it, and I'm like, yay, let's go, self-love. I'm not going to cringe at myself anymore. But I used to cringe at myself a lot more. Now I'm kind of... Now I enjoy watching myself, but I can also see what I could have done.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah. Now it's more of, okay, self-development, right? When you see it, right? Mm-hmm. And do you like invite all of your friends for the screening and all? Like your family and screening, how do they react to it? Like the first time that they saw you on screen?
They are all extremely supportive, my friends.
Yeah. And family?
My mother's... over time, she's gotten a little better, and she is supportive now. She's really supportive. And it's a really nice feeling after, because every single day when there's a hectic schedule, all you're thinking of is, it's okay, someday it's going to be released and I'll be so happy on the premiere day with everyone and all the people I love. So when that actually happens, it's a surreal day, and there's nothing on that day that can make me sad.
Yeah.
I am going to be happy. I know that whatever happens, I'm going to be happy that day.
Oh, that's so cute. What's something that looks effortless on screen, but the behind the scenes of it is like a task?
I think action, probably. Action sequences are... they take a lot of time, and... you know how the shots are cut, right? So, tuck, 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 tuck. But the people already know that it's hard to shoot.
What about emotions, like crying? Does crying come easy to you? When
Yeah, it does come easy. But then, I recently did a shoot for Nimhans, okay?
Okay, huh.
And they were doing episodes on mental health. It was called Hi, How Are You, I think.
Okay.
So, I play a depressed girl, and she'll be fine at the end. Because someone comes and asks, how are you? So, she's depressed the whole time. I have to be crying the whole time. And I hadn't taken my glycerin already.
Do you need to use glycerin, or does it come naturally?
It does come naturally.
It does come naturally. I think from theatre also gives you that.
Yeah.
Right?
Usually I do naturally, because the problem with glycerin, right, it makes it, personally for me, burns my eyes a lot, but tears won't actually come out. Crying is okay. I think the songs, because usually they first shoot the talkie portion of the movie. The dialogue portion. And after that, they usually shoot the song portion. That looks really easy and fun, but it's a nightmare to shoot because there's a lot of costume changes. A lot of locations that you have to cover.
It becomes tiring, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people still think acting is a field where, you know, you need to be careful. Yeah, because of like things like Me Too or Emma Committee and all, of course. So how did your family react to that? Like, were you given that warning, okay, you should be safe, or did they go be a star?
Safety was the major reason why my parents were so against me getting into this field, because you know how, I mean, obviously everyone only hears the bad thing that happens in a set, right? No one says, apparently this woman went into this field and it all worked out. I mean, that's not a news story. So, yeah, they were really concerned, and they did say no, and I still went ahead and did the thing. And later,
Did you have to like lie to them and go for the shoots and stuff? Or
When I was transitioning from theater to screen, I kind of had to, because I think they already kind of got to know that I was gonna get into screen sometime, so I had to lie and go. But movies, for some time they weren't even speaking to me because of the show, which is understandable. I think you know, I mean, they're just concerned. That's where it's coming from. It's not coming from any other place, and it's. I can't stress this enough, but this is really not on us, right?
We
can't make us.
Make them feel like, you know, that we're safe. It ends up like happening. The situation becomes like that.
Yeah. And it's really not on women to make something safe for ourselves. Every space has to be save default. I don't know why that is. Bars in the hell.
But do you find yourself choosing like people teams like that also?
Yeah, yeah, very careful. Very fair, very careful. That's the most important.
How do you judge like this, like this is a safe team? They would approach you at times, right? So how do you know that, okay, this is like a good team I can work with?
I think you kinda get a warm vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, but thankfully I've heard a lot of stories on so many things going wrong in a set. But then it's purely luck, because it's not like other women just invited it for themselves.
Yeah. So for someone fresh out of college and wanting to move into the cinema career,
what would be your advice?
And if they have no connection in the industry, that is.
I think there are two ways one can get into screen acting. One is through modeling and ads, and then music videos, and then movies. Many people take that route. And some people also take the route item, which is theater and screen. I think both of them kind of have the same struggles and same hustle, and it'll all come up to the same level in the end.
What about studies? So you come from engineer background. So what would you tell them? Like, do you think they should go get a degree before, or?
Yeah. Definitely. Please finish your educations, everyone, especially women. Please be financially independent. Please finish your studies. When I was in second year, I think, I was offered a movie and I nearly took it. But that meant I had to take a break, a semester break from my college. So I spoke to my mother about it, and she came and spoke to my HOD about it. And he said, yeah, if you want to take a break, you will have to take a semester break and do the movie and come back. They both left it up to me, but I wanted to finish studies. I'm so glad I decided to go there.
You feel like that was a good decision now looking back on it?
Yeah, because they did shoot that movie and it was never released. That would have been such a huge...
Oh, wow. That is definitely then a good decision.
Yeah.
Honestly, you would have,
I mean, whatever movie it is, like, even if it's like a huge banner or something, it's always a good idea to finish education. Because every single time I have a, you know, when my career graph goes like this, I tell myself, it's okay, I finished my studies, I'm an engineer, I can get a job, I'll be fine.
So when choosing a script, what matters to you the most? Is it the story, the theme, the amount it can, you know, push yourself when it comes to acting? What is your go-to?
The story should be enjoyable. You know how even though a story is sad, it makes you feel good that you watch a nice movie. That feeling should be there even on the paper when you read a script. You should feel like it's a good movie. It's going to be a good piece of art. Sometimes it also might not end up happening, because from script to execution, a lot of things can go wrong. And most of that is not in anyone's control. Yeah. So I think the first thing is story. And the second thing is the character. Because a character has to be constructed with a lot of sensitivity and with a lot of attention to details. And if that's not there, it's actually really difficult to act. Because you'll be very lost somewhere in the middle, and everyone else will be busy, even the writers and the directors. So you don't know who to approach. So if the character is constructed well, it's easier.
I think theatre does make it easy for you also, right?
Yeah, because I think the 1.5 year I was in the theatre team, I played a granny. I played a man in his 40s.
Wow.
it's a range of characters that you get.
I would love to see these.
Oh, I can actually send you a video. I'll send you.
Yes, please, do. I want to see this for sure. When choosing a script, where does money fit in all of this? So, for example, if you got an average money making movie, but the script is amazing. While if you're getting a blockbuster movie, like it's a really pan-Indian movie, but the script is amazing, what would be your go-to?
You definitely a good script. We are also in the position where we consume art, right? When we are the audience, when we go see a movie and it's average, we kind of judge everyone who's involved in the movie, saying, why did she do this movie? Why did he do this movie? Why did they make this movie? Why did the producer put so much money into this? And when we are saying this, we shouldn't be going and, you know.
Yeah.
Because people are spending in this very fast moving world, they're giving 2.5-3 hours for you, trusting that you made a good movie. They're coming to the theaters, watching the movie. And at the end, if they're like, meh, then what's the point of it?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So do you keep an eye on the new wave of actresses? Like, who's coming in the field? And do you take it as friendly competition? Or is it something that pushes you, okay, maybe I need to do a bit more better? So how do you go about that?
It's actually truly inspiring to watch them, because I'm somewhere stuck between millennials and Gen Z. Because Gen Z kids say, you're a millennial. And millennials say, you're Gen Z. So there's no proper community for us people who was born from 1996 to 2000. We are just, no one's claiming us. So we are also stuck with the whole,
where do you fit in?
Yeah, even in a creative way. It's like, I recently directed a short film.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah.
What was the name of it?
The Last Happy Customer. It's on YouTube. We just see 50k. Watch it if you're free.
Yes, definitely. For sure.
Yeah. So even when I was in the kind of a creative control of doing that, it's a very confusing state to be in, because, you know, between millennials and Gen Z.
Yeah.
But I would say that as creators, Gen Z people are doing very different things compared to millennials, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So right now, the millennial creators or actors, anyone in the creative field, they're thinking, how do I make something that's appealing to both their contemporaries and the Gen Z?
Got it.
But they're also kind of figuring out, because they're really not in touch with the whole Gen Z vibe. And I think that is the major audience that you have to cater to these days, because they are the ones that are working now recently. What? They've been working for 4 or 5 years? Oh my God, I am old. And they're also in college. That is the age group of Gen Z right now. And so that is also when you consume most art, when you go to the movies, when you go to the shows, when you go to the concerts with your friends. So that is the major community of art consumers.
Yeah.
And millennials have to cater to them.
Yeah.
So everything is kind of changing to what their standards are and what their taste is.
Sure.
So it's not only inspiring, I think it's very important to look out as an actor to see how they're approaching the craft and what we can, you know, learn from that and pick from that.
When it comes to getting into character, like, how do you go about it? Like, there's the technical way of acting, there's the method acting. And we have a lot of examples like Heath Ledger from Joker, or if you're coming back near home, then there's Newton and Madhubala, who's also done like beautiful method acting.
Yeah.
So what about you? How do you go about it? Do you do method acting?
I think any actor, any good actor will know how to handle both simultaneously. I think a good, decent method would be to have both in balance. Because if there's an imbalance, I think it can be seen on the screen. Mentally, it's very daunting, very jarring, right? To just, if you're talking about method acting, I did one script recently. She's basically, I can't tell too much about it.
No, just like, give us like a little,
yeah.
Not too much, but
she's
not.
Kind of a, I can't say sociopath. She's a sweetheart, but she's a villain.
Yeah, she's that's you.
Basically, a negative character. And she plays an instrument, and I trained for that instrument for easily 4 or 5 months, which was supposed to be a 2 month thing, because we thought, okay, we'll rehearse for 40-45 days.
Right.
Shoot it and it's done. Mm-hmm. And the director was very particular that it has to be method acting and it has to be very methodic. So I had to dress like her, walk like her.
Talk like her.
Yeah, I had long hair. I cut my hair because that's what the character wanted.
Oh.
I cut my hair this short, and he wanted it to look like your hair should look, it's look like it's on fire, and they colored my hair.
Oh.
I couldn't even recognize myself after a point. So we couldn't shoot it after 2 months for various reasons, and we had to postpone it.
Oh.
So 4 to 5 months of that was extremely exhausting, which I did not recognize when I was doing it. I even had my friends call me Rosh. The character name is Rosh. So everyone, everyone around me was calling me by that name. I was fine, or at least I thought I was fine at the end, but I was not. A lot of things went wrong after the shoot, and I had to go to therapy. And I just mentioned the saying, "Yeah, I did this thing," and she was like, "Wait, go back to that." No.
Method acting actually impacted you.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
That's why I think even when you asked about crying and stuff, I don't think it's fair that someone recently said, I think one of the directors I met said, if I'm about some other actress, she fake cried, she did well though, I watched it, okay. It was good, it looked very convincing. So if I'm paying her that much, then why is she not crying in real? That's not the point, the output should be good, why are you making someone cry unnecessarily? But then method acting is definitely a lot easier than technical acting. Because you have all the resources in you. In technical acting, you have to gain that knowledge on how you get to that, you know, knock into that subconscious.
How does technical acting work, actually?
It works with a lot of, in Indian technical acting, it has a lot to do with the chakras and activation of chakras.
Okay.
So all the 7 chakras that are there in your body, each chakra is associated with one emotion in Navarasa. So, you do various physical exercises to kind of activate that chakra to access that emotion.
Wow, I never knew this one.
Yeah. And there are also breathing methods that you can do. Different emotions come with different kinds of breathing. So, if you practice that regularly and execute, you'll not have to put yourself through machine learns also.
So, technical acting is actually harder than method, is it?
In most ways, yes, because I see a lot of beginner actors depending a lot on method acting to knock into the character. But because everyone's, usually artists are empaths, right?
Yeah.
So it's easier for them to feel a certain way about something, just put themselves in the shoes of the characters and do that. But yeah, technical acting requires a lot of consistent practice and... A good balance of both in a script can be nice, I would say.
As you said, Gen Z actors. So do you think, like now there are more people, and even you create content on Instagram. So do you think that has brought a difference in upcoming artists? Like how they approach coming into the industry? Now people are starting independent skits, right? Or so what do you think about that?
I was just thinking about this yesterday. We see at least 100 to 200 creators a day, right? Because let's say that one reel is 1 minute. We spend what?
Hours.
1.5, 2 hours at least. Rolling. That's like how many artists are we seeing on screen? That's, I'm mathing my own. Yeah, basically 90 artists or like 120. 90 or 120 artists. That's a lot for your brain to take in, right? And it can be very overwhelming to consume that on a daily basis because you see what the standards are outside and you not even know if that person comes from a privileged background or already had an artistic household or a lot of help and if that's their full-time thing. So standards are also kind of going high on the consumer, and when the consumer standards goes high, even the creators
have to go high.
Have to go high, and when someone is not able to kind of figure out how to do that, it's very discouraging.
And the trends that come about it, like when people start dressing a certain way or looking a certain way, there's that pressure to be like that, right?
Yeah.
So the image of perfect comes in, right? Through social media.
Yeah, but perfect is never really the point of art. I watched a short film, I think 2 months ago. The sound quality was so bad and I don't think it was shot on even a DSLR, but it was so good and people love it so much. Yeah, so it's
like Kannada.
Yeah, I forgot the title. It had a niche title called Kannada movie.
Okay.
It was so good. Yeah. So that's a reminder that all of the departments in whatever you're creating don't necessarily have to be perfect. You have to just create.
And put it out for people to see.
Yeah.
You need to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a great way to start as well, I think, for now. I actually don't understand because we never started that way. But if that's working out for them, great. But I also do feel like acting for a reel or for a front camera is very different from acting for a movie. Because the angles are different. Mm. Cameras are different. Mm. And the schedule is hectic.
Yeah.
But that's also figure out a good way. Anyone can figure it out.
You just need to start.
Yeah.
Now next, let's go into a quick rapid fire round.
Do you also give an answer?
No.
I'll also give an answer. In 2 seconds, you should also give an answer.
Okay. So what's one thing you absolutely love and hate about that?
Love everything about it, hate nothing. There's nothing I hate.
You don't want any bad.
No, I actually
really don't.
What about you?
Hate
the traffic?
Yeah.
Love the web. Your go to order for chai, chat, or brainstorming?
There's a cafe in general called Alchemy. Oh. I'm there almost everything here.
Oh, really? Okay.
What about you?
Bob's. I'm always in Bob's.
Yeah? Yeah. Which one?
So there's one next to me now, Ashoka Girl.
Oh.
So I'm there now.
Ah, nice.
Okay, third one. Kannada slang you use the most?
I say Allah.
You want me to say it? Yeah. In college, I love Kannada sense. So say, hey, Maga.
Maga is a good
prakaruti.
Kavanpa
mornings or MG Road night time?
If I had to be Kavanpa.
Morning? Oh, same.
I'm too damn sober, guys.
What's your favorite part of being on set?
The food.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they make the best kind of song. That's my cocaine. Since I'm sober, that's my high, that's my kick.
The Kannada film dialogue, you can't stop quoting.
Kannada film dialogue?
Come on, fast.
Pandara shekena, athwa pandara chalina, peru bada pela. I think that's Rav Taramatna. And I'm sure I said it wrong.
But so never can you explain to us what it was?
Is it kind of hot or is it kind of cold? I don't know.
So clear. So if your life had a background score, and I know that you sing, so then which song would be playing right now?
Okay, Archer and Co. I can be late by us, but that's always on that.
It's okay. Can we get a few lines?
No. Please, no.
No. Okay.
I mean, you had Bindu Malin Ma'am sing. She's the one who did music for us.
So it would be nice to get.
No? Okay.
Actually, mostly in my head there is Mulvira Nildana. Kavan Park. Just. Pagyukaru, Kera Kekar anyway. Rainu Hattava Matu Ilu Abhi. Anta Dabageka Margari.
Did you go to the metro? Are you the one giving the voice?
I wish.
Because you sound similar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
A Kannada dish you can never say Motu.
Dose.
This I will also answer. Sigule Bath.
Oh, that was going to be my second favorite. Do you like dosa?
Dosa, yeah. But I love a hot pizza.
Dosa bhaji and some.
If you could star a remake of any classic Kannada film, which one would it be?
Does it have to be old classic or any current classic?
Any current classic. Just any.
Paramatma. Paramatma. Oh. The dialogue
was awesome. What's harder? Remembering long dialogues or nailing an emotional scene?
Remembering long dialogues. If it's written bad, yes. If it's written well, it's easy.
Instagram, isn't it? Or post whatever you feel like?
Post whatever I feel. I have my photography page for this.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's very beautiful. I see it was black and white.
Oh,
camera. This is
very
beautiful.
I'll go home and stalk you.
Oh, God.
What about you? Are you
He's 31 on Instagram. Only
what?
Yeah. Why am I tempted to check Indian Gayatri?
Oh, no, then you'll just be like, what is
that? By the way, guys, Gayatri designed this, and as you can see, all the paintings that are here. Contact Gayatri.
Oh god, you're making me blush. One Gen Z slang word you secretly don't understand.
I, for a very long time, I didn't understand no cap. And I thought, skibidi was a kind of toilet, because I went to a pub and there was a toilet and the board said skibidi toilet. So I thought it's probably a brand of toilet. Never mind.
Your last question. Dream collab. Any actor or director you would love to work with?
Hemantra, easily. Yeah. Hey Mantra, also if you are listening this, I am Andhara Patel, highly my age is P. My height is 5'7 and these are my preferences.
Perfect, done. You lucky can tag her now, so you get the...
Yeah, I personally tag you.
Okay, so we are done and I think you did really well for the rapid fire.
Thank you.
This is your last question. So if you wanted to go back and tell your little self, after you've gone through this journey, what would be your advice to Niju Nandaro?
So, the most difficult part of this journey was that I never had a mentor or anyone I can trust who I could go for advice.
Okay.
So, I would say trust yourself and believe in your instinct. Follow a lot of catnip pages, helps a lot.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I like all kinds of memes.
You like the...
I like cat person.
Dog. It's okay. I can see your friend.
Your cat person.
Yeah.
And the...
It's okay. You can see next as
well. Okay. Shopping. But okay, yeah.
Cats are mean. They scratch.
They are the sweetest people ever. They are.
Okay.
They are.
What about dogs?
Can I send you cat memes? I'll send you cat memes.
You decide either.
Yeah.
And I'll send you dog memes. I'll send you cute dog, royal dog reviews.
Dog that are nice.
We're ending the session now.
Yeah.
So it was really happy. It was really exciting to have you here. And we, as an audience also, I think we've got to see how you've grown from theatre to cinema, and it's truly inspiring. And you're such a fun person to be around too.
Sorry for being unserious, like it will happen again.
It's okay, that's what we want here.
Oh, yay!
So thank you again for coming, and all the best for all of your next projects.
Thank you, you are lovely as well. And I hope we somehow...
Yes. Happy.